let's take a look at a new trend here in the U.S. Restaurants without diners. They're also known as ghost kitchens, and they're the new delivery-only operations that cater to smartphone apps like DoorDash and Uber Eats. NPR's tech correspondent Shannon Bond tells us how these mysterious restaurants are feeding the appetite for eating at home.
In a bright red building in Redwood City, south of San Francisco, cooks are plunging baskets of French fries into hot oil and wrapping falafel in pita bread. What's missing? Waiters and customers. Every dish is placed in a to-go box or bag. Who picks up the food? Delivery drivers. They sit in a waiting room ready for the name on their order to be called.
I have orders for Charles, Mike T, Costa, Francisco, Joseph.
Each bag of food sports a red sticker with the logo of DoorDash, America's biggest restaurant delivery app. DoorDash manages everything here. The food is made by five restaurants that rent the kitchens. Fuad Hannon oversees the kitchen venture for DoorDash.
Rather than having to build a physical brick-and-mortar store, we do that on their behalf, and then they move into our DoorDash kitchen, and then overnight, they're live on the DoorDash platform.
Of course, many restaurants have always offered takeout and delivery. But now, thanks to apps like DoorDash, Grubhub, and Postmates, there's such huge demand for eating at home that kitchens like this are sprouting up all over, dedicated to delivery.
Your customer is just like at their living room, watching Netflix.
Min Park is an investor in Rooster and Rice. It's a chicken chain with six locations in the Bay Area and a DoorDash tenant. People in the U.S. spent almost $27 billion last year on food delivery orders placed by app, website, or text message, according to the NPD Group, a market researcher. Well, that's a small slice of the $800 billion restaurant industry. Online delivery is growing fast, and money is pouring into delivery-only kitchens. They go by a variety of names: commissary kitchens, ghost kitchens, virtual kitchens, dark kitchens. Uber co-founder Travis Kalanick has reportedly raised hundreds of millions of dollars from Saudi Arabia for his new business, Cloud Kitchens. Min Park says this DoorDash kitchen lets Rooster and Rice test new neighborhoods without committing a lot of money to a new restaurant, hiring waiters and other staff.
In San Francisco, it could easily cost about $750 to $1 million for like a medium-sized space. And, you know, the commissary kitchen model gets us to a similar revenue demand level at a fraction of the cost. So,
these delivery apps are transforming some established restaurants. They're even creating separate menus just for smartphone apps. Uber Eats is one of the fastest growing parts of Uber, and it knows exactly what food its customers are searching for, and it knows when those searches don't turn up results. So Uber tells restaurants to use their existing kitchens to offer a whole new menu, under a different name and only available through the app. There are more than 4,000 of these virtual restaurants on Uber Eats. Janelle Salanov, head of Uber Eats in North America, explains how it works.
You know, a bakery that actually now also runs a burger restaurant only on the platform through that same kitchen because that neighborhood didn't have enough burger restaurants.
DoorDash suggests where restaurants should expand delivery and menu items based on the millions of orders it receives. All of these suggestions help the restaurants get a sales boost, the app companies say. And some restaurants, like Rooster and Rice, say those additional sales make up for the costs associated with delivery. But the restaurant industry has never been easy, and the apps take a big cut from those delivery orders. Ken Ray knows how that works. He opened a la carte delivery in Miami in 2017. He set up a ghost kitchen and began creating menus for the apps.
We started off originally with just a couple brands. I had one brand that was called Witch Chicken, pizza concept that was called Mott Street Pizza that I created, Fresco Mexicano. Then over a 10-month period, we essentially, you know, developed 15 different restaurant brands.
But without name recognition, it was hard to find customers. And the 30% commission most apps charged made it impossible for his business to cover its expenses.
You know, for restaurants, it's tough, you know, to give away that 30%. So, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, the Ubers, the Postmates, the Grubhub, you know, they've essentially built an amazing business, but they've built it off the back of the restaurateur.
Ray closed a la carte delivery in July. He still believes that people have a big appetite for delivery, but it needs to be palatable for restaurants, too. Shannon Bond, NPR News, San Francisco.
I have an appetite right now.